Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Last Sunday morning, I had the young people Sunday school and just dealt with some things basically about behavior in church and instructed them on some things that we expect and so forth. This is one of the passages that I used using a little bit differently this evening. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Of course, you study Proverbs and you see the sacrifice of fools is talk, our lips. So he says, you know, be quiet. Then he goes on, verse 2, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth, therefore let thy words be few. So when we go to the house of God, be careful what you say. When you're before God, be careful what you say. That's prayer. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. And how oftentimes do we just open the mouth and let the words spill out without really giving a lot of thought to what we're saying? You know, Matthew 7 warns about vain repetitions. Don't be hasty before God. You who have children or have had children, I'm sure there's many times when you told them to, you know, you're talking and you ought to be listening. That applies to all of us. Too often times we're talking when we should be listening. We're being rash with our mouths. And sometimes that's even in the matter of prayer. Look at Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Verse 20, Habakkuk 2 and verse 20. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. We come to church and, you know, there's churches that have worship teams and all these things, and it's all about the noise and the excitement and everything. But maybe there's times when there ought to be some silence before God. You know, when I first started preaching, I felt like silence was an enemy. You were afraid of it. You know. Well, there can't be any dead air, you know. If you're in radio broadcasting, that's one of the biggest fears or dangers or problems is, you know, fill the airtime. That's not true before God. There's a time for silence before God. A pause once in a while can be effective in public speaking, preaching, whatever the case may be. And it applies in church as well. Look at Zechariah chapter 2, a couple books over. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 13. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. And then Psalm 46 in verse 10. I know I've used this as a text in the past, probably a number of times, but it goes well with the thought tonight. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. You know, it's just good sometimes to just sit quiet before God. Let all the earth be silent. But that seems to be an enemy to people today. You know, we got the things in our ears and they're not all hearing aids, and you know, or the TV's on or the radio's on, and there seems to be a fear of silence in our society. We got to have noise, we got to have distractions, and you know what that does? It keeps you from knowing that He is God. And again, we apply that same thing when we come to our prayer. Now, granted, in a public prayer, as we'll be breaking up in just a short time now, usually it's about, okay, it's my turn to pray, so I'm going to pray. But there, it's even valuable, I think, sometimes to be quiet before God there. But especially in your private prayer, I think it's valuable just to be quiet before God and know that He is God. And listen for that still small voice. You remember over there in 1 Kings chapter, I didn't write it down, I should have. I think it's chapter, well, I don't know. Anyway, Elijah is up on the mountain, and he saw the wind, and he saw the thunder, I think it was, and the lightning and everything, and God was not in any of things. And it says, then there was a still small voice. That's where God was. And I think too often times, because of all the chaos, all the noise, all the being rash with our mouth, we miss what God might be trying to say. Something that God might be trying to tell us that is only going to come as we sit in solitude before Him, in quiet, and wait. You go through the Psalms and repeatedly says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And over again, that concept of waiting on God, waiting before Him, is repeated. Jesus Christ waited on God, the Father. Shouldn't we? To just sit silently and quietly before Him, listening for that voice. Samuel, the young man there in the care of Eli, and he heard something and he ran immediately to Eli. What was it? What is it? I didn't say anything, son. Go back to sleep. And he runs back in. What is it? What is it? I didn't say anything, son. Go back to sleep. And the third time, Eli says, aha. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. He was attentive, but he just didn't know where the voice was coming from, whose voice it was. We need to be attentive. We need to be listening for that voice of God. Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And you would not. That confidence that is gained by that quietness before God, the attentiveness to His voice. Listen, silence is your friend, especially in the presence of God. Got a missionary letter from the Smiths.